Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Awesome sounds coming there from Halal Africa featuring Lebusi Khobela. And the title of the song is God of Abraham, reminding us of the late Andre Crouch. Let the church say amen. And that is a song by the late Andre Crouch. Or is it Andrea Crouch? Hey, I don't know. Not Andre Crouch, but I don't know. Maybe that's not the right way of saying it. But yeah, such awesome sounds and a rich legacy that he has left behind. In the studio, I'm now joined by Advocate Rufus Malachi Fandach. And how are you, Papa?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Thank God we are here.
Yeah.
Today, it's a rainy day. It's a blessing.
Yeah, boo.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, Papa, so how do we say it? Is it Andrea? Andre?
It's Andre.
Oh, Andre.
Andre, yes.
The twin to Sandra.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And Sandra Crouch, is she still alive?
I'm not sure, you know.
I know Andre Crouch is gone to be with the Lord,
yes.
But I'm not quite sure about Sandra Crouch.
Yeah.
I'm asking myself that question. Is she still around? Let's see.
Quite some time.
No. Apparently, she passed on.
Before?
No.
Yeah.
Actually, last year.
Oh, okay.
The 17th of March, 2024, in Los Angeles, California.
She's with the Lord.
Yeah, they went to be with the Lord.
They've done their part.
They've run the race. Yeah.
They've run their race.
It's
for us now to benefit from what they've done, their music, worship. And that is great.
Yeah, carry on the baton. Carry on and running with the baton.
Yeah.
Talking about that, but there are so many cases that have been reported in different churches of abuse. Some of them we hear about them, some we don't. I remember I had a meeting with UNESCO and we met with UNESCO, and there was a concern about some of the things that come out from the church. There were young people who were talking about some of the abuses they endured right in the church. And now I'm talking about your kind of sexual molestation and GBV right within the church. And then there are those ones who also, these spoke when we were gathering with UNESCO.
Yeah.
But there are those ones where you have heard where there would be indaba or whatever, where these kind of matters are discussed. And you would hear wives and husbands who have been battered in their marriages saying that I went and I reported this in church. And I remember hearing what was said for me, men who say, I reported this in church and I was just asked to forgive my wife who was battering me. I wouldn't raise a hand to my wife. I won't do that. I don't do that to a woman. But I found myself being beaten by this woman myself as a husband, and I was just told, no, she's your wife, it's marriage. And and we've heard even the police system doing that in the past as well. And others who reported, I reported my husband, and I was just told, it happens in marriages, and so forgive and forget, and we would bury the hatchet. And with some in their very same churches, they see the perpetrators walking around, nothing being done by the church.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's all the churches, but we have heard of such. Is there a way that we can empower the church today to say this is how you can deal with cases of abuse? Because I think in some instances, churches are harboring and hiding perpetrators, and victims still continue to die right within the church where they are supposed to be resurrected and helped back to life, depending on, because some, if you're talking rape, for example, that person is like equally dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know, it is unfortunate that most people have come to not know what church is or should be.
Okay.
It is not even regarded as a place, a social gathering. It's worse than that because there's no accountability. And the people do not even know or understand what the nature of God is. The Bible says in Psalm 99, so, God is a God of justice. Yes, he's a God of love, but he's a God of justice, where his love is being abused by people who are abusing others, especially those who are supposed to be protectors. Those people deserve justice to be meted against them. And that's why the church is supposed to be a place of a safe space. And this is what I'm going to say. The church is supposed to be a safe space for people to realize that when we are here, we are safe. We are here to worship the Lord. And we are having our leaders, our pastors, as our protectors against anybody or even those among their ranks who may decide to disregard the word of God.
And abuse power.
And abuse their power. So it is not a favor by a pastor to protect his members. It is a duty. It's an obligation. He's a steward. These people belong to God. And therefore you have been privileged to be their shepherd there. But there's the chief shepherd who is watching over you and everybody to make sure that the sheep is protected. Therefore, the first thing is that people must understand that a church is supposed to be a safe space where you can say anything. You can cry if you are feeling the pain, whether it's that of abuse or not. You can cry out if you are hungry. You know that after church, when you go home, there will be no food. And you know that you are not going to be judged by anybody. And you are going to get help. The church is not a place where people must just come and make noise. And as God, the Lord says, you know, I'm tired of your noise. You know, you say you are praising me with your mouth, with your lips. But in your heart and the things that you do are contrary to what you are professing. So the church is supposed to be there. We must see the fruit, the action of righteousness and of justice, more than just, you know, even going out to hire somebody to come to church and sing, who does not even know anything about church or is interested in paying a lot of money when there are people in the church who are going hungry. And they are not getting any food from the church. So people must have a space, a safe space where if possible, there must be designated elders or pastors in the church who are going to deal with any case of abuse, where they can say no in case of something that is really disturbing me. I can go to Pastor Sibongile. And then that is the person.
Report.
Hey, report this matter. Yeah. And I know this matter is going to stay between us. The perpetrator is going to be called to order. And if the perpetrator is playing some games, the church today, I understand that apparently there's no longer what we call,
Excommunication.
Because you give a person a chance, the Bible says so, you speak to somebody about the matter, and if he understands, he repents, then that's it, and then that's the end of the matter. But if he doesn't understand, you call someone else and talk to them, and if they don't understand, you call another person, and ultimately you call the whole council or a committee in the church and deal with the person. And if the person is still stubborn, then you deal with them. You cut the relationship. That is allowed. But it seems like these days, it's like, no, who are you? People don't understand that if you are a leader, you have got those powers.
All righty then. Let's just take a break and then come back and continue with you just now.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit is off air on 657 AM for an indefinite period due to severe vandalism to the Meyerton transmitter site. We are urging all listeners to please tell family and friends to download the Radio Pulpit app for uninterrupted listening now and in the future. Also listen to Radio Pulpit on DSTV 882, OpenView 607 and radiopulpit.co.za and continue connecting with us on our social media.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
It is 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I am with Advocate Rufus Malachi, and we are saying how should a church deal with, or the church deal with cases of abuse. This is where we're talking about. And Advocate, you were talking about now accountability, people being excommunicated for things that they have made. So what if it's in the nature of criminality?
Yes. What I wanted to say earlier on, as I was saying, there could even be somebody who's a designate of the church to deal with such things. Those kind of people must know at least also about the law as to how these things work. Because I've noticed that in some churches or among Christians in general, there's a lot of ignorance about what the law of the land says. So it's important to know the place of the law, whether it be that of social workers, psychologists, and the police.
And we do have the police and the social workers and psychologists right within our churches.
I think, don't know whether if they're not made aware or they do not want to contribute there, because it's part of, if you are a psychologist, you are in the church, either they are not being used.
Utilized.
Or they are not being utilized, because you must find out what are the skills that we have in the church.
Yeah.
The skill base. Okay, we have a situation like this. Oh, let's ask from so and so, who is a social worker or who is working in the Department of social development and all that. We have to make sure that we get these things. Remember, especially when it comes to sexual offenses, we don't have any limitation anymore. It's no longer a question, no, this thing happened a long time. It was 20 years ago. We have passed that stage. Now it has been lengthened. It was short in the past. But now it's long. It does not matter. People are standing trial for cases where they abused children when they were also still younger. Today, they are 80, 90 years old. Mm. And then somebody who is now 40 years or 30-something years has reported them of rape and laid rape charges against them. And they are facing the law. Mm. So it doesn't matter how long this thing happened. Mm. You can still go to the police and lay a charge. And if the policeman who is dealing with your matter is trying to play social worker, instead of playing police, busy asking you, all that, you can report
because,
that person.
Because most of the cases are turned back because they say, go discuss as a family.
Go and discuss it at
but
home.
But now, in church, that's what people find out in church. No, we will just discuss it as a church and leave it there.
You know, I once had a client saying when she reported a matter to her pastor about the beatings and the even the
GBV?
Yes, and the cheating by the husband to her pastor, who was senior to her husband, who was also a pastor. The senior pastor simply said to her, "But Luena, you know these things do happen." Mm-hmm. Just like that. You know these things do happen. So
they shouldn't. Okay, they shouldn't. Just hold it right there, Advocate. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed, young major. How are you, Sis Bongi?
I'm blessed, Babunkosi. Welcome again.
Amen. Advocate is Ninjanda.
Siyaphila, Baba, njani?
Uchosi inkosi uyabusa, Advocate.
Amen.
Sis Bongi, ngizawuba nombuzo ka-Advocate, mara ithi ngiqale ngokuthi yabona sibona ngihlale ngisho mina ngithi iBhayibheli akusilo izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kepha izwi likaNkulunkulu litholakala eBhayibhelini. Yabona esontweni sicazulula iy'nkinga ngeBhayibheli, hhayi ngezwi likaNkulunkulu. Sitshela abantu ukuthi iBhayibheli lithi sicolelane.
Yeah.
Kepha izulu kaNkulunkulu likhuluma ngothando, sisibongile. Loko okungenze kona ingabe kukhomba uthando na? Uma kungakhomba uthando, then kusho ukuthi akusiko kukaNkulunkulu. Then kufanele sikise la kufanele khona. Uma ungenze something engakhomba uthando, kusho ukuthi kufanele siyise emthethweni ngoba yishiyo yala ekhaya embusweni kaNkulunkulu. Manje ngicela ukubuza kumfundisi ukuthi manje uma kunenkinga la ebandleni ye-abuse, bese loyo muntu o-abuziwe,
yeah,
kube wuye ongafuni ukuthi le nto iye emaphoyiseni.
Okay.
Then umfundisi kufanele enze njani?
All right.
Abe ayibona leto lena ukuthi ifanele ukuye emaphoyiseni, kepha lo o-abhuziwe yena abe angafuni ukuthi uye emaphoyiseni.
Okay, Babunkosi, thank you so much. All right, Babunkosi started with the how we use the word to judge the circumstances. And he says, yes, the word would tell you about the loving someone, you know. But now, what about what they have done to me? Did they do it out of love when they were hurting me? Is that love? You know, and he says the question that he has is, what if the victim itself says, the victim says, no, Muruti, please don't go to the police with this. He wants you not to take it further. What should the church do? I understand when it comes to children, it doesn't work.
Mm.
When it comes to children, it doesn't work. Even if the child says, no, don't. But now, in our current times, it doesn't work. As according to child protection, that should be reported,
yes,
if it's a child.
Of course.
So if it's an adult and who says don't?
In the first place, if a person, there is an adage in the law, simply put, it's a Latin expression.
Mm-hmm.
Which is saying volenti not fit injuria. In other words, a voluntary act, or where somebody has voluntarily accepted to be hurt, he cannot come and claim that he has been. He must take action against the perpetrator if he has accepted. Let me take an example like those who are playing soccer or boxing. You know that you have
accepted to be boxed.
You may.
I can't claim
you
that
may possibly be hurt,
but I can't claim that you hurt me.
Yeah, because it was part of the sport and stuff like
that.
But now, this is not something like that.
Mm.
A crime has been committed.
Mm.
For example, if I see somebody being stabbed, on the road, I call the police straight away. I'm not going to ask whether this other one who's being stabbed
is
accepting to be stabbed, because that is not acceptable in the first place. And if it's not acceptable in the community, how much more in the church? So we have to deal with the matter one way or another, even if it's not a question of saying you are going to the police straight away. Find out first. You can't just say, no, this person said, no, we must not report this. But first of all, of course, even before we go to the law, because the Bible expects us to deal with matters in the church before we go out to the law. The shame on the church is that it seems like there's nobody who is prepared to deal with serious issues of abuse in the church. And in such a case, it seems like the only serious place is the law. But first of all, we have to make sure we can't ignore abuse that's taking place in the church. Because even the person who will say, no, nah, I don't want this thing to be reported, that might be create a precedent in the church where people feel that, no, it seems like the matter may not even be reported in that way to say it was this person who did not want to take the matter up. People must know generally, and it must be addressed to say, look, there are certain tendencies, there are certain things that happen in the church. They are wrong, and they should not happen. And some people, they say that because they are intimidated. It's not like they voluntarily say, I don't want this matter to be dealt with. They are intimidated.
Or otherwise thinking about losing a breadwinner.
Exactly. Something like that.
And it even happens to the police, right?
Yes, even in the police, it does happen. So a crime is a crime. It's a crime. You can't say somebody saying, you know, he wants to kill you and say, no, 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 Spongile told me that she doesn't mind. No, no, no. That's out. I mean, I don't care. Maybe she doesn't think right at that moment. And then maybe we must find out actually what happened. Is she okay? Is she drunk or what?
Because
a normal person cannot behave like that.
So the advice is that report. Definitely. As a pastor.
Yes, but
regardless.
Deal with this thing in the church. Find people who are able to assist you if you alone as a pastor is not able to do it. Find people who are knowledgeable, who can help you. Find experts who can help you. And if at the end of the day it's a question of saying whether you like it or not, this is not acceptable, you are reporting it, we do so. So that person may go to court and herself, because in most cases these things happen to women. We do have exceptions where women are abusers. But in most cases, let's be honest, it's men who are abusers. If he's the one who ultimately goes to court and say, no, 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 I'm not going to give evidence, and I didn't even want this matter to be reported in the first place, let them do that and let it be very clear that it's them. It is not the church that is failing the victims of abuse. Yes.
Sure. There's a matter I read somewhere, a person was... I decided to go on social media platforms.
Yes.
I'm coming out just a little bit and
yes.
We'll be back on the road.
Yes.
This person was reporting and says, I don't know what to do. He stopped loving me and he's been raping me ever since as my husband. And people are still in the dark about that. And they ask the question, how can a husband rape his own wife?
Another ignorance.
And
of
I
the
believe
law.
And I believe that is still applies in some churches. And I know that it also applied in the SAPS to an extent that the SAPS had to train its staff to know such things do happen.
But I think in the SAPS it was not ignorance. It was that very same thing we're talking about, policemen who know their duties. But they find it easier to play social work instead of playing police, because that's what they've been employed to do. They know the law. I don't think there's any policeman who doesn't know about marital rape. They know
so
that
it was a deliberate.
It was deliberate. It's
okay.
normally
so,
deliberate.
So, but in the church,
yes,
there's still that gap.
It seems like there is still that.
Not all churches.
Ignorance. Not all churches.
All churches. Yes.
Yes. Yes, but most of the people who think that they want to, they don't know how to play what. There's a lot of ignorance. They think that just because you are married, it means your spouse can do anything they like at any time to you. You have got no say and all that. And it doesn't work like that. It's abuse. And God, he hates it. Jesus expects us to treat one another as brothers, as sisters, as husbands, and as wives. The way we would like to be treated. We treat your neighbor the way you like them to treat you. You have got no right to treat somebody the way you wouldn't like to be treated yourself. And so when somebody says you are hurting me, don't say, but you shouldn't be hurt. This isn't really hurting. You are not the one who's feeling the hurt. I'm the one who's feeling the hurt, and you stop it. If you don't stop it, then you must be dealt with. Simple as all that.
So churches should report.
They definitely have to report.
Okay.
They have to report. They have to report, and people must feel safe in the church. They mustn't feel that, no, but yo, this one, if you report him, you are dead, or you are going to be dealt with, you are going to be given a short shoulder and all that. No.
Remember the First Corinthians scripture?
Yes.
First Corinthians 6.
Yes.
That talks about one us avoiding or the advice that we get against suing
each other.
Each other as believers.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that has been what is used most of the times.
Unfortunately, it's being used selectively and ignorantly. Paul was addressing a specific issue to the Corinthians church. That church was so carnal that they were living anyhow. There was so much sexual immorality. They were living anyhow. They were suing one another. There was no evidence of the fact that these people have to do even know Christ. So there are several things that he addressed. Including the issue of marriage, including the issue of eating food offered to idols and stuff like that. He said, I hear there's even certain shameful things, the way you don't even know who you are. That your first point of call when somebody has wronged you, you are doing exactly what the world is doing. You just run to court. You don't even try to find out who can assist us, who can mediate, who can reconcile us. You just run to court. It's a shame. He's even said, do you think that, are you telling me that among you all, in the whole church, there's not even one person, there's not even one social worker who can assist you. There's not even one psychologist. There's not even one lawyer. There's not even somebody who's wise enough to can sit down with you and say, hey, what is the problem? And then before you can go there, he didn't mean that ultimately, having done all, especially where he was not even talking about crime here. He was talking about whatever was happening when people were not in agreement and beginning to hate each other and not talking to each other while they were in the same church. He was not talking about where somebody would decide to go and murder somebody or somebody's child. And then you say, he would say, no, just keep quiet. Don't report the matter. No, he was talking about civil issues, not criminal matters.
And like I owe you, and I'm not paying.
Exactly.
All right. So which cases should we be reporting? What kind of cases should we be reporting?
Firstly, as we've been talking about these things, sexual cases. The first one is rape.
What about GBV?
Yes, I'm coming to that.
Okay.
We must report rape, any sexual abuse,
molestation,
children, girls being lured by people who are masquerading as youth pastors. All those kind of things, being told, being you know, exploited because they are from poor families, being promised money, that you must keep quiet, being intimidated. If you speak out, nobody's going to believe you. I'm going to destroy you. I'll destroy your family and stuff like that. Those are criminals. A person who does that is a criminal. He must be reported. And then GBV, let's begin to see what we can do in the church. Let's find out. But if somebody does not repent, or he keeps on saying, okay, I'll repent, but it continues to do the same thing, why should you wait until somebody's dead?
Or what if they are using physical abuse?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Should we wait should it be reported immediately?
We shouldn't wait. We must. We have to report the matter. But not that we go without having met the parties or having spoken to the other one. We in the church, if these are both in the church, of course, as members, you talk to them before you take the matter further. And also the attitude is very important to this other. There are cases where people did commit to saying, I'll never do this. I know a few that said, this was a mistake. It was for the first time. And I'm telling you, you will never hear of it. Give my number. I'm going to account every week, every month to say, I have repented. I've turned a new leaf. We have had cases like that. So we shouldn't just think that everybody is unable to repent. There are people who can repent rightly. But there are those who have got this notion, that mentality, whatever they've been taught by whoever, that no, I can do this because this is who I am, and I can do this. If a wife must be treated like a child, even a child, even children are not supposed to be
treated
like that in the first place. So we have to report these things. Yes,
sure. Time flies. it just flew.
Yes.
What do we say in closure to our family members of Radio Pulpit?
In closure, let us say that another thing that I've noticed is that most of the people who are always abused and they don't do anything about it, it's because they are afraid.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, yes, I will talk about the church, but in my book, I've indicated that there are churches that are churches. There are churches that are cultic. They are called churches, but they are actually cults. There are also churches that have got cultic tendencies in the sense that leadership is not viewed as leadership as the church views it. It's like once somebody's in authority, they can, whatever they say,
goes. Okay.
And then you are being told stories that if you mess up with a man of God and these bad things are going to happen to you and stuff like that. So this happens to people who do not know the word of God, who do not know who they are in Christ, who depend on a pastor to pray for them, not knowing that as a child of God, you can pray for yourself and God will hear you. So people must know their rights also in that regard. And as I say, the church must have a safe space.
Yeah.
And then there must be people who are dedicated to reporting this kind of matters and or to dealing with them internally before they can take them out.
Sure.
And resources, even the budgets, must be there to help victims of abuse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lawyers. Police.
As well. Police.
And social workers.
Social workers. Psychologists. Counselors.
They should all hands on deck.
Definitely.
All righty then. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Advocate
much.
For talking to us this afternoon. He is Advocate Rufus Malachi. He's available only during office hours. You can send him a WhatsApp on 071 0712-264-3860 only during office hours. 071-264-3860. Thank you so much.
Even then,
yes,
only after 10.
Only after 10.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Only after 10.
Yes.
071-264-3860. We are signing out. And next up, Germany, Johan Els on Something Else. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. We love you. Have a great one. Leaving you with the sounds of Pastor Botepa G. Morgetz and the title of the song, Victory.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.